Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to day 15. 15, huh? Isn't that something? It's just after today, 5 days left, I think, right? Wow. We're humming here. We are humming. I'm reading, as you know, I comment and read all your posts on Facebook. And so if you guys want to be inspired and you haven't been on Facebook lately, go to Facebook because there's some wonderful stories of how people are changing. Someone was sharing, and I apologize, I can't remember your name, about your daughter and how she's doing work like this as well, and going into the office and someone saying about her dad about how great he was. I had the same experience. My dad was a celebrity, and of course my dad was a rageaholic and a narcissist and a sexual abuser, and so it was really difficult to have someone share with me how wonderful my father was. It was very confusing, and especially when I was a kid. And this young woman was an adult, and she noticed that she actually, in that moment, would have normally been completely triggered and go into rage and how unfair it is that the dad at the office is completely different than the dad at home. But instead, she found compassion. And then her mom had a conversation with that dad about something that happened to him when he was a little kid, when he lost his sister, and the grief and the coping mechanisms, and she saw it in the moment and had compassion, and she did a little STT Ho'oponopono and loved his little one and loved and honored the little one's feeling sad and the coping mechanisms that happened to protect that. And we did Ho'oponopono, I think, on day 10. And that is a STT version of Ho'oponopono. It's a wonderful way to assist someone else. And wow. And normally that would have had him get enraged again, and that didn't happen. The dynamics change when we change. The dynamics change. Someone else was sharing about the noticing, is it mine? Is it mine? Is this upset that's happening right in this moment, is it mine? And remember the percentages when we're noticing what percentage of this is mine. And if it's 100% mine, then it's like, wow, it's time to do spontaneous transformation. In that moment, it's time to do spontaneous transformation, right? Oops, make sure my volume's up. And so now we get to say, wait a minute, is that mine? If it's not mine, we get to use our Powerball. And we get to have that neutral no, just say, nope, that's not mine, nope. And just gently brush it aside. It's just not in my field anymore. Nope. We get to notice I keep forgetting to mention this one. It's so cool. This is the one that Mary talked to me about that she learned, which was noticing the symptoms of the upset as it starts to escalate. So, you know, clenching your teeth, clenching your fists, you know, holding your hands like this, tension in your neck and shoulders, noticing those tells as an indicator to get it before it goes all the way to the end, before the blowout. And then just the simple act of, if you miss all of that and you get triggered and you're upset or you're overwhelmed, to just feel it, just allow it, right? Because so much of the reason we've had stress for so long, well, that was a weird sight. Oh, God. That's the part of me that's frustrated with me. We've had so much stress for so long, and we've had these wild patterns to protect ourselves from it that's creating more stress. And, you know, just noticing when it's starting to happen, when it's coming. Noticing and then making a decision in the moment that's different. And that's what's starting to happen. And someone else was sharing about how they're really just noticing that they can create space in the moment. My God, that's enormous. You know, in yesterday's post recap of day 14, and I shared it also in someone else's post. Man, you know, that the challenge we have is that the circumstances of our life, our mind thinks it's the circumstances that are creating stress. I sound ruffled. Well, I don't know what to do about that. Turn the audio down. Is that better? Is that better? Can you hear me, guys? Is that better, Rita? Can you let me know? Yeah, my mic is on. Mic's on.
Mic is on.
Okay, I don't know what to do. The mic is on. You can't hear me. Okay. Air noise. There's air noise. Well, that's my computer. I can't stop my computer. There's no other sounds in the room. All right, we'll just have to deal with air noise today. Okay, so, all right, well, I don't know what to tell you. All right. The mic is here. There's nothing on top of it. Sorry for those who are listening on the phone. We're having a little technical difficulty with Facebook Live. Okay, let me check my connection. I might start this again. Well, connection is correct. I don't know what to tell you. I got the best connection, and I've got the microphone on, and oh, well, it is what it is. Man, isn't this what happens? And I want you to notice, how are you reacting to this moment? Are you frustrated, or are you okay? I'm noticing that normally I would be a complete sweatball, and I would say, why me? In my head, deep in my unconscious, I'd be saying, why me? And I'm not. You know, I trust the process here, and I trust that the things are going to show up that we can use, that we can use, that we can use, that we can use. Okay, so I was on a point here, and the point is that the things that cause stress, the circumstances in our life cause stress, are not actually causing stress. It's our reaction to them that is causing stress. That's it. So that means that we are responsible for our stress. And I'm not saying that is a bad thing. What I'm saying, what that means is that you are free. Because if you are responsible, you can change. If it's all yours, you can change. So the stress itself, the circumstances itself may seem like, and it's totally understandable why it would seem like, the circumstances must change in order for your stress to change. But I'm here to tell you that the only thing that is causing stress is you and your reaction to it. Now, I'm not saying that that's wrong or bad, by the way. And remember, all I talk about is just noticing. It's not bad. It's a good thing for you to know that it's 100% you, but it's you that was. It's the walnuts. It's the thing that got stuck a long, long, long time ago. And you made a conclusion about who you are and what life is, and this thing is proving it. This thing is nudging you against it. And that's why I believe, and this may not be true, I believe it's here for you. I believe the circumstances of our life are here for us. They're here for us, nudging us to an expansion that might not be able to happen without this thing nudging us. I had an amazing medium reading, total coincidence. We have this thing called Masterworks Healing Membership Site. And Masterworks Healing Membership Site is, if you're interested in that, there's psychics and mediums. And if you're not interested in that, don't worry. But if you are, and I do a show once a month, it's masterworkshealing.com/special if you're interested in that. If not, no worries. Regardless, Thomas John is one of the most amazing psychic mediums. He is so unbelievably accurate. I am literally, my mind is blown all the time. So I said I'd like to, he said he had some openings, so I said I'd like a reading. And and he said, we went back and forth on dates and times and dates and times and dates and times. And we settled on a date and a time. It was yesterday. And he's a medium. And yesterday, coincidentally, was the anniversary of my sister's death. My sister totally orchestrated that day. And he was kind of, even he was blown away. Because neither of us realized it until the day came. And it's like, oh my God, I'm having a reading on the anniversary, and I really wanted to talk to her. So we had this beautiful session. And one of the things that I learned is that whenever I have a session with a medium or a psychic or anyone like that, they're just telling me stuff that I already know, but it's nice to be validated, isn't it? It's nice to be, and I can breathe now. So what if what we're doing right now is creating the space so that you can hear your own intuition? Stuff I already knew, but it always helps to hear it from a third party. It's like, oh my God, I thought so. Oh my God, I thought so. And so now, today, I have that much less stress today than I had the day before just by having someone validate of what I already knew. Isn't that amazing? So that, to me, in that moment, that proved to me that I am 100% responsible for my level of stress, 100%. That what was the difference? Nothing in my life has changed at all. Not one bit of my circumstances has changed. Not one. And yet, I feel less stressed today than I did on Saturday. Because I was able to have someone validate my own intuition. That's it. So my mind is now at rest. That's it. So what if you could validate you right now? What if in this moment, right now, you could just say, all of the circumstances of my life are here for me, creating resistance so that I can change. That's one of the things he actually said. He said, you would not have done all this spontaneous transformation stuff. He said, this is your future. This is exactly what you're supposed to be doing. You're supposed to be training practitioners in this field of healing. That's what he said to me. I'm like, oh my God, that's so cool. And he said, if you've been still doing all the other things that you did in your business, you never would have gotten to this. So the universe, which is you, said, boop, put the hold on. And I could have taken all of it personally and said, there's something wrong with me. There are certainly parts of me that did. But when they did, I did spontaneous transformation on them and unwound them and created space. And when we have space, we can hear our own intuition. We can hear our own guidance. When we have space, we can hear. We can hear. We can hear ourselves. We can finally hear what our soul wants for us. When we're in this crazy mode of stress, which is, by the way, 100% our walnuts reacting, our coping mechanism saying, don't go there. That's what stress and overwhelm and anxiety is. It is a reaction to a past event that we don't want to revisit, understandably so. And I'm not saying that's bad. We can't change that until we do. And that's why I'm so glad that we are doing this together, because what we're doing is we're going to the source, we're going to the core, and we're unwinding the core through these spontaneous transformation sessions, through these healings. Now, it's so funny. Someone said recently, it's the same thing over and over and over again. Well, yeah, the steps are very similar each time, but the incident that we are unraveling is not. And so, you know, EFT is the same. A lot of the systems of healing are very similar. It's the same thing. The cranial sacral protocol is identical every time. And yet we are unwinding something different every time. So once again, that person who dropped out of the program because it's boring, it's okay, it's okay. I'm totally fine with that. But that's an avoidance tactic. That's what we do. We point at something and say, what's wrong? Now remember, you've got a magic pointer here. And whatever you point at expands. So start pointing at what's right in your life. I'm still noticing some of you sharing the story of the horrors of what you're going through. And that's okay. However, I want you to notice that that's what you're constantly sharing, is what's wrong and how long it's been wrong and how long it's been happening and for 30 years and blah, 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 and what it feels. And I get it. It's okay to do that. But notice that you're doing it. Notice that that's where a lot of your attention is going, and understandably so. Again, I'm not making this wrong. I don't want you to stop doing it. I want you to, though, instead, as you're doing that, notice, oh my God, I'm telling the story of my illness again. And it's understandable. And you get to give yourself a break and say, oh my gosh, I really am doing that a lot. And then you get to say, that's just an example. And then you get to say, because it's actually one of the most difficult, is, but I'm ill. I get it. But you get to feel in that moment as you're pointing at it and saying, I'm ill, I'm in pain, and this is happening, and this blah, 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 and blah. And I get it, and it's appropriate for you to do that. And notice that you do it a lot. Because your pointer is what's giving you're giving your power to. What are you pointing at? And so when you tell the story over and over and over again, what's happening and how bad it is and what's going on and how long it's been happening, can you feel that? That's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And it's not that I want you to repress that. Okay, so there's this real subtlety that we're getting at today. Really, really incredible fine line here. Okay, you're pointing at it. Next step. I'm noticing that I'm pointing at it. I'm noticing that I am pointing at what's wrong. I'm noticing that. Okay, what am I feeling right now as I point at it? I'm scared. That's why I keep talking about it, because I'm scared. Okay, then feel scared. Stop pointing at it in that moment and just feel the fear. Just feel the fear. Now, the next step would be to do spontaneous transformation on that. Where is that fear in your body? Here are the steps. Where is that fear in your body? And then you bring your attention to that as the observer. And as the observer, you see that there's a little one in that area of your body. You let the little one feel. You make sure you stay in the observer. You're the observer. They're feeling. Really, really, really important. They feel, they feel, they feel. It unwinds. And then we finish with, what is it that you need now? Those are the steps of the spontaneous transformation technique. That's it. That's why it can happen within 5 minutes, 3 minutes, 2 minutes, as you start to get good at it. Yeah. Yeah, so Abby is sharing, I notice I pointed illness. I hurt. That's correct. That is absolutely right. I do hurt, so I'm pointing at it. Yes, use it now. The next step is, what's the emotion under the hurt? Is hurt the emotion? Feel the hurt. Oh, or I'm scared. I'm scared of what's happening in my body. Right? And then move into spontaneous transformation. And sometimes it's okay to just feel it. And sometimes it's okay to just say, you know what, I don't want to do STT right now. I'm freaking bored with it. I'm going to go and do one of my stress relievers. Because the illness is causing the stress, and the stress is causing the illness. It's a vicious cycle. It's a vicious cycle. Okay? Got it? So, and it's, like I said, I don't want any suppression or repression here at all. I'm not recommending that. But I am recommending being in hyper-vigilant noticing mode. Notice what it feels like when you talk about it a lot. And it's understandable that you would. Of course you would. But we're unraveling something here. This is a puzzle. This is a puzzle. This is something that we are unraveling. This is a mystery wrapped in an enigma, wrapped in a riddle. And we are gently loving and honoring the whole of it. Okay? Abby loves STT. Okay, and the program and. Thank you, Abby. Now that reminds me of the and. I really liked that when we talked. That was definitely channeled the other day. You know, so it's about, it's not about this is who I am right now, period. This is who I am in this moment, and there's something next, and there's something more about me. So we're moving from statements that are black and white, that have a period at the end, that state this is the circumstances, and we're moving more into here's my temporary circumstances that is nudging me to an expansion that might not be possible without it, which is more of an and. This is what's happening, and there's more to come, and this is showing me who I am, and I'm ready for this because it's here, and that and creates all this beautiful gray space. Hypervigilant noticing. That's right, Jeannie. Hypervigilant noticing. Hyper-focused noticing. That's pretty much all of it. Because in the noticing, we now have it, instead of it being unconscious, wiggling around underneath without us noticing it, running things by default. So now we have conscious awareness of it, and we can't unknow these things. Good. All right, so we're going to do a little process here now. I think we're going to do an STT on the physical for those who are experiencing physical upset, and that might be part of the stress, and for those that are experiencing physical upset from the stress. So some people are stressed out by their illness. Some people are experiencing upset, physical upset, because of the stress of the other circumstances. So we're going to do the physical. Okay, so I would so love it if we just focused on STT in this group and not have other things brought to the table. I want to talk about that a little bit. I've talked to a couple of you about this who recommend other things. You know who I am. I recommend other things all the time. However, when we're in this group and nothing's going wrong here, I'm just bringing something to conscious light here. That when we're in this group together, there's a really good reason for everything I'm doing, and there's a really good reason for us to really, really powerfully focus on what I'm talking about. So I don't usually, I usually delete links and things that are going outside of this group. There's a time and a place for that for sure. However, for this particular group that you paid for, this is a course, and I would love it if we really focused specifically on our stuff, on just spontaneous transformation and the work we're doing here. And again, you might not realize that there's a really good reason for everything that I do here. And there's a path that's being created here. And interpreting other people's work, interpreting other people's quotes, it kind of changes the dynamic and the energy of what you and I are creating right here. So I hope that's okay. Thank you. Okay, so let's do a little spontaneous transformation on So Tina was sharing that when she had two different people tell her that when she tells her UGG story, that her aura changes color to gray. So that's really beautiful. That's really beautiful, Tina. That's a perfect example. That when we're focused on our story, it reminds me of Dr. Emoto. When people focus on what they hate, what they don't like, the water is like sludge. When they focus on what they love and what's good, these beautiful crystalline structures show up. So there's evidence in our world that this is true. All right, so let's do a little STT on the physical. So everyone just take something that is physically upsetting right now. And if you have several things, just choose one that seems to be dominating in the moment. So just think of something that is in the physical dis-ease or physical pain or physical suffering of any kind, misalignment, whatever it is. Bring your attention to your physical body. Bring your attention to your physical body. That's it. Good. And now when you think of that thing, what is the emotion that is underneath it? What is the emotion that is underneath that physical upset? What is the emotion? And it could be anger, fear, panic, terror, hatred, anxiety, or worry, revenge, guilt, shame, confusion, jealousy, envy, sadness, hurt, grief, depression, disappointment, overwhelm, frustration, impatience, irrational, being irrational, nervousness, discouragement, worry, doubt, powerlessness, pessimism, it's unsafe, alone or lonely, apathy or boredom. These are emotions. So, and they might have been confusing to you, but if there's find an emotion that is here present when you think about your physical upset, find the emotion. And as you find that emotion now, and if you can't, it's okay. Just, I want to remind those who are in the physical upset, it may not be where you're going right now. I'm going to want to bring your attention into your physical body now. So where is that emotion in your body? is the question. If you can't find an emotion, where is that physical upset in your body? And it might not be the actual physical upset, okay? So because we're dealing with the emotional piece of this now, it may not be, if you're having a problem with your liver, it may actually be your heart that you're drawn to. So bringing your attention right now to the emotion, and where is that emotion in your physical body? Okay, so bring your attention there. Good. So bring your attention into where that emotion or emotions are in your body. Where is that? That's it. So find that place. Good. There's one place in particular, just one. And bring your attention to that area, but you're going to bring a specific kind of attention. It is the attention of the observer. Okay, so you're going to be this beautiful observer. And you're going to embody this observer energy, this still point of the neutral observer. And it's just, it's a respite for you just to embody that observer. So feel yourself kind of entering the realm of this observer energy, where you are detached, you are neutral, and yet very compassionate and supportive. It's kind of like a fairy godmother or guardian angel or the archetypal mothering energy like Mary. It might even be a scientist, whatever it is. Feel yourself. Feel yourself in that observer state. That's it. Good. Very nice. Wow, I felt a lot of you really just embody that. That was powerful. So as you are in this observer state, bring your attention as the observer now to this area of your physical body. That's it. And just notice that there's a younger version of you. There's a little one, a littler version of you in that area of your physical body. And you're going to bring your attention to that beautiful little one. And you're just going to make yourself known to them. And you're just going to say, I'm here as the observer to the little one. There's a separation. I want you to feel the separation. And you're going to say to them, I'm here and I'm present and I'm not leaving you. And the observer says to the little one, I'm here for you. I'm here in support of you. I'm here to acknowledge and understand and be present with you. And I'm not leaving you. I'm staying right here, and I'm not going anywhere. There we go. There we go. That's it. And we just really embody the observer. We notice the distance and the space between us as the observer and the little one. There is space there. And the little one can feel the space. They can feel the space, and they get to realize, wow, this observer, this person, this being is here for me, letting me just be me. That's what you that's the gift you deliver when you are the observer. That's the gift you deliver. So just be present with that little one, and we just get to tell them, it's okay to feel this emotion. This is your chance. It's a super safe space here to finally feel the feelings that were just expressed a moment ago. Feel them. It's time to do that. And we just explained to them that a long, long time ago, when the feeling first happened, it wasn't safe to express it. So you bravely and courageously held on to it and put a little hard coating around it to protect us so that we could survive. So we thank you for that protection. We thank you for holding on to that feeling, because it would not have been safe to express it, right? Thank you for holding on to it until this moment. Until this moment. And now it's time to feel those feelings, to crack open. To crack that open and just express. And it's safe. And remember, you're the observer and observing them feeling. You're observing their feeling. You're observing their feeling. And you just let them feel. And by giving them the space as being in the observer and allowing them to feel, they get to be them fully. They get to feel it fully. And so we just let them feel it and express it. And there might be words that flow out of it as well. There might be words that they're sharing, like, that wasn't fair, it wasn't okay, I didn't like it, or I didn't want it. That's it. So there might be words, there might not be, there might just be emotion. And we just tell them, it's time to finally feel this, give voice to this. And we're not asking you to change, little one. You can repeat after me if you'd like. We're not asking you to change, little one. We're not asking you to change. Just feel. finally give voice to what was not safe to be voiced, finally reveal the emotions that God held. And understandably so, and we thank you for their amazing courage and the amazing how smart and clever you were to repress and suppress this emotion until this moment. And remember that you are the observer, observing them expressing, okay? You are observing their feeling. Please keep that distance. Very important for you and them, okay? And if you're having your own tears, it's okay. But really claim this in this moment as the observer. Say to the little one, I am willing to feel this with you. I love you so much. I love you so much. I'm willing to feel this with you. So it's empathy, not taking over, okay? It's really important that you're the observer and their feeling. You're observing their feeling. You're observing their feeling. That's it. That's it. Good. Very nice. And now they are. Now they have more space to feel. Because when you do that, you That's it. So just allow yourself to express and let that little one express. Let the little one express. And you are holding the space, if you will. You are keeping detached and allowing them to have the voice. So you're not, if there are words, the words aren't in first person, are they? The words are not in first person, right? The words are not in first person. They're in third person because you're describing their words. It's their words. Okie doke. And so, Abby, if you wouldn't mind some of what you're sharing is may cause a little bit of triggering in others. Just want you to be conscious of that. And it's okay if that's what's happening too. So just allow yourself to, sometimes this stuff is private, sometimes it isn't. I'm just noticing that this might cause a trigger in others. And just noticing that there's a part of you that in your mind is needing to spread this, if you will. And that's okay. Just notice it. Just notice it. You don't have to apologize. There's nothing to apologize for. I just want you to notice it. You're in this beautiful dance of noticing. Amazing, Abby. You know, I just love you so much. You're so incredible. And I know you're going through so much. And you're a catalyst for a lot of the conversation here, which is really powerful and important. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That's it. And so we have these wild and crazy, amazing coping mechanisms that we use. And sometimes when we have so much devastation going on, we want someone else to empathize. So there's a little bit of shock in what we want to share. Let me tell you, I did this a lot. I did this a lot. Yeah, I love you, Abby. So just notice it, and it's all okay. It's all okay. And this process right now, and thank you for doing that, because this is really incredible. This is a moment that we get to notice the mind. We get to notice the amazing mind and the amazing, clever gyrations it will do to distract away from the little one. So let's go back, and I apologize for that. I just noticed that myself and wanted to bring it forward so that we can notice what our minds do sometimes to avoid and bring our attention back to the little one now. Bring our attention back to the little one right now. Yeah, so if you're having, Evelyn is sharing that she was having challenges connecting to the little one because it's growing up, another coping mechanism. It's just another coping mechanism of avoidance. The mind is when the mind is in the process and the observer is the observer and the little one's the little one, there is no I have trouble with. When you say I have trouble connecting, that's just because your mind doesn't want you to, and understandably so. Again, there's no one that can, you cannot do this wrong. However, when you notice that I have trouble connecting, that is your mind stating that, because it's not true. So just pretend right now that you can connect. Just pretend. Just take a moment right now and pretend that you connect with the little one. Yeah, that's and Radhika is saying, my little one is feeling numb. Yes, numb is an emotion. Absolutely. Let them feel numb. Of course they're going to feel numb. Okay? So if you're having trouble connecting, just pretend that you can connect. And voila, there you are. You see, it's just the mind telling you something that's not true. And again, this is great because this is all moments of noticing how the mind intervenes and tries to avoid. And understandably so, there's nothing wrong with the mind right now. There's a really good reason why it's doing this. Because it hasn't had many experiences where this part of them could be safe in its expression. And so right now we're just going to ask the mind to temporarily move aside just for the next 3 minutes. That's it. As we just allow this little one to unwind, and the mind will witness the end. And as it witnesses more and more and more, it starts to partner. Okay? So if your little one is numb, then just say, of course you're numb. And we're going to say to them whatever they're feeling. Of course you're going to feel that way. Of course you're going to feel that way. Of course you are. How else could you have felt? Those emotions are real. They are yours. And you get to feel them finally. You get to express them finally. Of course you're going to feel that way. Of course you're going to feel that way. And Radhika, for those who are feeling that their little one is numb, you just say, there's something under the numb that's ready to be expressed. There's something under there that's ready to be expressed. And remember, you're the observer observing. Observer observing. They're feeling, you're observing. They're feeling, you're observing. Okie doke. That's it. That's it right there. Good. Very nice today. Wow. Really powerful. Good. So Fran said that she had to switch into another kind of observer. Well done, Fran. There's a disconnection. What is it? Oh, I'm going to be the mothering energy now. Perfect. And so this is great. You guys are doing so good. And thank you for sharing on Facebook so I could really guide this process and show how our minds want us to avoid. Beautiful, 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 beautiful. So we just let this little one feel and express, and we say, of course, you're going to feel that way. And we are not asking you to change. You do not need to change. You don't need to change. Right? You don't need to change. That's it. Beautiful. Oh, my gosh. It's a powerful, powerful. Whew. We're in the healing singularity. There's a really big pulse here as we just let these little ones feel. And we just say, I love you. I love you so much. And we notice that there's this enormous amount of love that is coming in. That's right. And we just let these little ones express how they want to express. Whatever's happening, they get to just express it. And remember, it's a super safe place. So nothing can go wrong here. Nothing. It's just love. We're in this concentrated love energy. As they get to feel and feel and feel, and we get to be the witness and have empathy and say, I'm willing to feel this with you. And we just love them. And we point out that, of course, they're going to feel this way. Of course, they're going to feel this way. That's it. That's it. That's it. And we just love them and love them and love them. And we watch as this beautiful love energy is coming in. Oh, this sweet, amazing, nourishing, loving, honoring, acknowledging, cherishing, adoring love energy is just moving and embracing our little ones. And they get to feel that. They get to notice it. And they say, wow. And they realize that by expressing the emotion, it's created the ignition that allows the love to come in. That's it. That's it. That's it. Oh. Ooh, wow. That was a really big resolution. Wow. So there's a beautiful energy. There's a beautiful energy that is here right now, present right now, as we move into the resolution that is like a universal vacuum cleaner that is cleaning up any old resonant energy that is no longer needed. That's it. That's it. Good. That's it. Whew, that was beautiful. Okay, so now we're going to ask the little one. They did such a good job. Oh, my gosh. Around the original a physical upset, then the emotion that was there around the different gyrations of the mind and the noticing, and that how we went through that and how they got to feel, and then they, and then the transformation that happened and the resolution that occurred just now around all of that. What is it that they need now? Let's ask them that. What do you need now, little one? What is it that you need now? What do you need now, little one? What do you need now? And we hear them, and they tell us what they need. That's it. Good. And so we say, okay, can you show me, little one, can you show me what would that feel like? Can you show me what that would be like if that need were completely expressed? Ask them, what would it be like if that need were fully expressed, if it were part of your thought structure, if it was part of your emotional structure, if it was part of your physical structure? Ask them to show you, what would that be like if that were part of who you are? Just feel that. Allow them to show you what it feels like, what it's like, what the experience is, if that need were completely expressed. And describe that to yourself in that, in this moment. What does that feel like? What does that feel like? That's it. Now find a word or two that describes this, like strength or power or joy or love, something like that, a quality. And then we're going to do a quick little I am ceremony. We're going to get together with them. They're going to create a little ceremony for us. And together, you and them are going to claim this by putting an I am in front of it. Okay, so on a count of three, you're going to say I am and then the word. Okay, here we go. One, two, three. I am. Three times. Two more times. That's it. And feel what that feels like to claim that energy. Feels like what it feels like to be in their body and claim it, and be in your body and claim it. Feels what it feels like. And just notice the power ball of the neutral know that is in there. And anything that is not that energy right now in your field or in your life, just watch her ball and your ball just expand into the neutral know and push anything that is not of this energy aside. So it's even cleaner now in this energy. You just stand in that energy right now and you claim it. Yeah, Tony is powerful and Fran says, I am heard. That's right. And the neutral no pushes any energy aside that is not that. That's it. Good. Whew. That was a powerful, powerful process. Wow. You guys did so good. And thank you for sharing your minds. Thank you, your minds, for typing in and sharing what was happening so that we could play with our amazing minds and how our minds are so good at distracting us away from these things. And it's not that the mind is bad at all. It's simply that the mind is trying to avoid something that it's been avoiding for a long time to keep us safe. And we are repopulating the heart now. And we want to tell that the mind, that beautiful mind, I am back in the heart now. I'm back in the saddle. I've got the reins here. And so together, you and I, beautiful mind, we are going to really move forward in a new way, in a new paradigm, so that you don't have to constantly protect anymore. That we're going to unwind and crack these walnuts and love these parts of ourselves so that you don't have to protect them anymore. And thank you for protecting them for so long, beautiful mind. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That's it. Good. Very, very good. Now, of course, I also want to remind you a little housekeeping here at the end that if you are interested in joining the Spontaneous Transformation Training Program, where you will learn how to do this, you'll be attuned into the STT frequency. I do a Spontaneous Transformation Frequency attunement in this training course. In the level one, you get six frequencies. In the training course, you get one. So this is a prerequisite for becoming a certified practitioner. This one, you're going to do learn how to do it for yourself. This is a self-healing technique, and long after our 21 days are over, you can do this. This is the top thing on your stress alleviator list, is to do spontaneous transformation. And as you do it, you start to clear and clear and clear and clear, and your life becomes very, very different. And so if you'd like to learn how to do that and do this, it is a vigilant daily practice. And what's so cool about it is that you can either set aside time, which people have done, or you can just do it as a practice in the moment. When something is upsetting, when something shows up, you do it in the moment. That's why it's such a cool practice, because you don't have to take time. But some people take 15 minutes and go after issues that they've had in their life. And that's a cool way to do it, too. So STT training, you can learn that if you go to trainingstt.com, training STT as in Spontaneous Transformation Technique, trainingstt.com, and it's also on the page where you are accessing, I think. Oh, maybe I didn't post it yet. Anyway, if not, I will post it, but trainingstt.com will get you there. Okie doke. Thank you so much for being part of these 21 days. I am so proud of you. Oh, my God. I am so proud of your commitment and your ability to receive guidance and not take it personally and as criticism. I can't even tell you how huge that is. That is an enormous breakthrough. You're doing so great. And thank you, Abby, especially today for really being a wonderful catalyst for insight into the mind. You're amazing. I love you guys, and I will see you tomorrow. What is tomorrow? Day 16? Holy cow. Is it really day 16 tomorrow? Wowzer! I'll see you for day 16 tomorrow. Much love, everyone. Bye-bye now.